Oh shit, are we starting?
I am in Miami right now.
Are you in Miami right now?
No, but we pre-record. Oh. When this comes out, I will be in Miami.
My stupid ass is like, that looks a lot like your apartment. Smell you later goes international.
We did, except we didn't get to record there, but whatever.
Yeah, that's true. We still have to do that, don't we?
You know what? If it's meant to happen, it'll happen.
They're clearly not pressed about it.
Yeah, nobody's pressed about it. But yeah, I think this is the first time I've been out of town in 2025. And that depressed me. Really? Out of state. I'll say that much.
Well, it's a much deserved vacation for one Miss Sibillon.
I don't know if it's, maybe it's just the age that we are now where a normal question for people to ask you is, so do you have any travel plans planned? And my first response is always, I'm poor. What do you mean in this economy?
Right. No, I always find that question like low-key embarrassing because I do like never have anything planned.
Ever.
But maybe that'll change. Maybe I'll go to London.
Wait, is there something happening in London or are you just...
No, I just want to go. It doesn't seem that hard.
I consistently get cheap flight notifications for London. And the one time in my life I was in London in 2007, I was like, you know what? We should go back. I should go back. Why not? It's time.
Let's do Smell You Later in London.
Let's do Smell You Later in London. Why
we'll
not?
Be just like Mary-Kate and Ashley. I do think we should... I probably shouldn't say this on air because one, I haven't even told you about it. I think we should take the Scent Swap on tour. I think we should go to Chicago, LA.
Utah. Yes.
And
so
maybe
many
one other
people
place.
Have actually DM'd me and been like, come to San Francisco, come to LA and do this. And in my head, I'm like, you could just do it. But then I realize, oh yeah, it's when you don't have the network or it's intimidating to plan an event and expect a bunch of people to come. But
they can't do it. They're not us. I'm kidding. Fragrance is about community. You can all do a scent swap. Anyone can do a scent swap. Beauty is about community. However, we should go on tour and do scent swaps. Actually, yeah. I've been thinking about it. More to come on that.
Yeah.
I've been thinking your least favorite thing in the world.
I hate to think. I hate having.
No, your least favorite thing is when I start thinking. Then you get a block of text messages from me on Tuesday at 4 p.m.
Yeah. And I don't respond. And then you go, wait, I just ate lunch.
No, that's only when I'm mad. Sometimes yeah. I'll pop off, not at, but to Sable about something. And then it'll be like a block of text messages and be like, I need to eat lunch. And it's fine.
You know what, though? I think the world benefits when you think. I think you only come up with good ideas. And then I usually come up with really harebrained schemes that after more contemplation, I'm like, wait, this is actually not possible.
Turns out.
But I do think the scent swap on tour is a great idea.
We've been asked multiple times to take it to Los Angeles. And I think that is very doable.
I love an excuse to go to LA.
Imagine how big of a write-off that would be.
Bro, that was literally the one event I did for my book promotion last year was a week in LA. I love a tech write-off.
Yeah, hell yeah. Here's the thing. Mm. Not to talk logistics on the show. This is the thing. It's just like when I moved to New York. I don't want to find the fucking place myself from the city that I don't live in. If you have a venue and you would like to host us, we'll do the rest of it. But as we're not locals, if you live in Chicago, Los Angeles, or another major metropolitan area, like Seattle, the place I was there for a day and a half and can't stop talking about, please let us know and we'll come.
I would also like an excuse to go back to Seattle because my experience with it was in like 2012 being in a long distance relationship with someone who lived in Seattle. And it was a lovely place to visit then. I would like to go back and redefine my experience with the city.
I love that. So would I.
Great thrifting there. Great, great food. Just a cool place.
Yeah.
It's one of those places where I realized that I think because I grew up in and around New York City or like in the surrounding suburbs of the Queens and Long Island, that to me, a city is like what Manhattan looks like.
Yeah.
And then Seattle being a city, but having a very large, expansive residential area, I'm like, this is a suburb. And they're like, this is the city of Seattle. And they're like, I'm in a suburb.
Yeah, expansive, green, beautiful. Yeah. It felt like being in Animal Crossing.
Truly. Yeah. Renting a house. Who knew? All that space.
God, I'm not going down that road.
That would be really fun, though. We should take it internationally.
How was the Dia Sin Durga event for you? I saw you on my way out as you were coming in.
It was so cool. Okay, so Dia Sin Durga did a second collaboration with Crown Affair, the hair care brand. And they basically lent the I don't know what scent to Crown Affair's leave-in conditioner. and they had previously done so for their hair oil. So this was just like the second product they scented. And they did this huge immersive event space that it felt like an intergalactic space station at Disneyland, except with caviar and tequila martinis.
Yes.
There was like immersive rooms with a lot of, I don't know, just like digital, huge
screens,
digital screens and art everywhere. And part of me was like, all this for a leave-in conditioner? All
yes,
this for
girl.
Two products that already exist?
Commerce, baby.
I know. I'm always just like aghast at the scale of beauty events now because I'm genuinely like, what is this for? But it was very clear that I'm like, okay, this is like largely an influencer facing event. And I was chatting with David, the DS of DS and Durga. And I've known David for years, friend of the pod. And we're just chatting, like catching up as friends. And then he's like, what am I supposed to be doing here? Who am I supposed to be schmoozing with? Like all I do at these events is just like, talk to my friends. But I feel like I'm supposed to be interfacing with the people.
Yeah.
And then the marketing person on their team was, I don't know, man, it's your event. Do whatever you want.
He didn't care about me because you weren't by my side yet. No, it was cute. I had to be in and out because I had another dinner to go to. I had a Harry's dinner to go to, LOL.
How was that?
It was actually really cute. It was at San Vicente, which is in the Jane Hotel. It's the new, I know how this is going to sound and I'm sorry for it, but it's the new super, super exclusive members club. It hasn't even been photographed yet because it's like that secretive. Rich people can't even get in. You have to be like literally Rihanna anyway, or have a brand dinner because that's how those places make money because no one goes. It was really cute. It was only like 20 of us, including the Harry's team. I don't know. I couldn't tell you how the fuck I got invited to that. But
what did you eat?
Okay, so the theme was comfort food.
Ooh.
And it was like fried chicken, something else, steak frites. It was cute. I don't know. Like they essentially launched a new razor and it took them 10 years to make because of all of the patents that Gillette has on everything. It was interesting. It was really interesting to get the inside tea of the razor world because they were like, this is why no one can release anything because Gillette owns everything. They own patents for ideas that they haven't even pursued. So anyway, it was cool. I sat next to this awesome woman named B who does our product development, who I think we're going to have on the show. She essentially does all of it. And she was talking about fragrance development, but then the packaging development and like how that will inform the perception of the fragrance. She's very cool. So yeah.
I do like their body washes.
Their body washes go off. I love them.
And I feel like I've only experienced them in other people's showers. Don't read into that. But every time I'm like, these are really good.
No, they are. They're really good. And I don't shave my face. So I don't really interact with the hero product of Harry's. But their scents are so good. And even the fine fragrances they released are also really good.
So they have now. Because I know they released one last year, or was it this year?
They showed up at the same time for me, so I don't really know. They have that spicy musk called Kin, which I really liked. And then they have another one, which was a little less me, but the candle's nice. But yeah, that was cute. I have been eventing down this week. I've had fucking two things every night.
On your Instagram, I'm just like, why would you do this to yourself? And it's funny because I turned down a couple events or just didn't respond to them just for no reason. I go on bath. I don't know. I have no strategy with this. And then I saw you at those events and I was like, hey.
Fully.
And if I had known you were going, I probably would have gone.
Yeah.
I didn't make it to the Foyshe one because it was way up on the Upper East Side and the Dias and Durga one was in Chinatown. And then it's this like time game because I'm like, both events are from 6 to 8, including travel time. So I was like, there's no way.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been trying to pound the pavement a little bit now that I have a little bit more flexibility with my job. It's been cute. I probably over-indexed on that this week, but it was fine. I went to that Miel launch yesterday. Nope. Miel. What is that fucking called?
Miel. It's like sexual care, sexual wellness skincare. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I don't know. It's all like aphrodisiac skincare.
Is it for your like face and body skin, or is it for like your
gym? No, it's face and body skin, but they also did a lube, which like, fine. When I tell you, so Wally, friend of the show, my muse, he's in LA. I love him, but I'm not going to miss a Wally event. But it was at the Box.
I saw that. And Julia Fox was...
Julia Fox.
I don't know. Ambassador. Yeah,
she's one of the faces. And I was like, what could go wrong? So I was like the last person that they let in before things got really nuts. Because I was there like bopping around for 15 minutes. And someone said to Wally, there's a line 2 blocks long. And I was like, oh, this feels like a place that I am not going to be for long. But it was
I'll be
cute. It was good
honest,
to talk
like
to him.
I don't like crowded places with loud noises. And as soon as I saw that it was at the box, start time 9 p.m., I was like, absolutely not.
I only went because I knew I was going to already be right there.
It makes sense. It's also not far from me. It's in the Lower East Side. It's right across the bridge from me. But I was just like, 9 p.m., that's when I want to be at home in like comfortable clothes.
I was like trying to get out of the most crowded area. And as I was like scooting my way out, I was face to face with Julia Fox. And she, in her very Julia Fox way, was in like a babushka and those Balenciaga alien sunglasses. She just looked like a sort of little Jetsons grandma. It was so cute.
I
And then I
mean,
was like, please get out of my way.
her there, I was like, this is going to be like a hypey.
Oh, yeah, I should have known. 9 p.m., please.
So I don't want to be seen or see. I don't want to see or be seen.
You give me an Uber code and I'll break the law. I'll go. Who cares?
But the bottles looked cute. Like the product line looked really chicly cool. Like it had a cool design.
It's very orb forward.
Yes, orb forward. There was that, there's like this very fancy French hair care brand or like hairbrush Brosse, Brosse, I think, that has
Is
like,
that?
they're like the $300 Mason
Yeah.
Pearson editor brushes, but they just launched a hair care brand called.
Is that the one with the fucking braids around it? Those are so beautiful.
That was again another event that I skipped out of sheer laziness. And then I was like, damn, I want those orbs.
You should have gone. Those are cool. Even I want those orbs. I don't have any hair.
I could probably call it in. It's, I think, from working in beauty and being so spoiled with swag, like, sure, I'd be like, oh, those are really beautiful $300 hairbrushes. That'd be nice to have. And then I think twice about it. And I'm like, Sable, you have three hairbrushes that you don't use. You don't brush your hair. Let's be fucking real.
I feel you.
Yeah. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
I smell like Shalimar, the Shalimar.
Like a recent new modern bottle of Shalimar.
I'm not wearing like the original formula, but
Okay,
yes,
like you're
it's
not
like,
wearing like a vintage bottle.
no, not to my knowledge. No, I'm wearing the Shalimar. Went to one of the icons. Actually, I'll tell you why. It's not like a secret. I probably just shouldn't talk about it yet, but it's for something. But yes. And I'm sure, you know what? Maybe people who listen to the show haven't smelled Shalimar, and that's valid. I mean, it's obviously one of the most iconic fragrances of all time, originally created in 1921. So I am sure it's gone through multiple updates and iterations, but to my knowledge, they have kept the same sort of vibe. And this is the first time I've ever worn it on my skin, and knowing its reputation for what it is and how old it was, I was like, ooh, I know that the sort of fragrance family is right up my alley, but I don't know how this one's gonna go. But I really like it. It's very me, to be honest. It's very spicy, it's a little musky. When you wear one of those fragrances and you get just like a really heavy cinnamon note, it's not that, but it's as close to that as I can. It's like that plus 1996, actually. It's a lot more pleasant and wearable than I expected. Maybe that's my own ignorance talking, but I never know what I'm gonna get when I reach for an old bitch like this. I love
I'm
it.
sure it smells wildly different than the original.
Fully. Oh, I am sure. I'm sure that first one was crazy and had all those real animal musts in it too.
What's crazy is like whenever I smell like really vintage perfume, and maybe this is just like over time it just like ferments or something, but they don't smell the same to me. I'm like trying to picture like if I had a time machine going to the past and being like, do y'all really think this smells good? It smells bad.
They didn't know any better. Yeah, I have that vintage bottle of the Salvatore Dali fragrance on my bar cart and it smells like shit, but it's fine. Yeah, I would love to. I wonder if there's, again, once again, showing my ignorance as if I don't do that on every episode here, if there's like a place that we could go and smell the originals, like the original Chanel number 5 or the original Shalimar, etc.
Maybe at like a fragrance museum.
Maybe.
I know, I think it was like last year, I think it was, or maybe the year before last year, that Givaudan hosted their perfumery exhibit and they had vintage bottles of Fracas and other vintage bottles of, I'm forgetting the name, like Nina Ricci stuff. And there were like some of these are care of donation from their perfumers who are collectors. I think like some of them belong to Rodrigo. It was like a collection that they were just like on display, but it really seems like you have to sleuth collectors. So I guess that's how a lot of museums work, is that like people donate old shit
Right.
on display.
Sable, what do you smell like today?
Okay, so this has been a long time coming on the back end and the back of my mind, but I finally tracked down the Anna Sui Sunday perfumes.
When I tell you rage.
Okay, I saw them on social media, and obviously those are the cutest things we've ever seen. They came out in 2023. It was a collection of three. The bottle looks like a freaking ice cream sundae.
It's so good.
And Anna Sui contact just eluded me until recently.
Did she reach out to you?
Someone from their team did.
Death to all of them.
Finally, I get an email about the new addition to that collection, which is called Neon Twist. But I was just like, please send them all to me. And they sent me two from the original. They sent me
Okay.
Pretty in Pink and What I Smell Like Today, which is Violet Vibe.
Okay.
I love violet, so immediately I was like, okay, that's the one I want to try. And it also happens to be the one I like the best out of the three. And I was completely wrong in my initial assessment. But what I got out of this when I first sprayed it on myself was it smells, it's a fruity scent, a fruity floral. And I thought it was like a floral amber. I was getting that pillowy, soft, cloud-like, sweet, like hot girl scent. And that's not to say it isn't, it definitely is. But then I looked up the notes, and the hero they call out is strawberry cream.
Ooh.
They call out strawberry cream, lemon zest, cassis nectar, red apple blossom, jasmine petals, lotus blossom, pink marshmallow, and skin musk. And reading that on the page, I'm like, I don't see how this translates. I do get a
Okay.
lot of strawberry cream for sure. I
Yeah.
think Fragrantica said it was whipped cream, which, like, as we've now discovered, Fragrantica is just making it up,
Frauds.
apparently. But I really do get like a floral amber from this. There's something very warm about it. It's like it's warm and creamy, and then it has this kind of almost like an edible flower sort of sweetness to it. It definitely is. It feels like I don't want to say juvenile, but it feels like it's for a young, bright thing who is not dead on the inside as I am, but it's like an optimistic, happy scent, I will say.
Okay.
But the bottle, oh, these bottles. Anna Sui has like the best fucking perfume bottles. They're so cool.
It's so good. You are pissing me off with that.
She is the atomizer.
Come
It's the
on.
cherry. I need to speak to the packaging designer of these. Like, I need to
Yes.
find out who did these because I simply need to know.
Yes.
And these are, I looked it up, they're $77 for, this is a 50 ml, which is like pretty inexpensive, I feel, in the
Yeah.
world of mass fragrance.
Yeah.
But like the amount of custom design that went into this, I'm like, I just gotta know,
I
man.
know, I know.
And they're so cute. I feel like these ones really popped off like when they launched on social media. Even though Anna Sui does really fun, interesting, intricate packaging, like for some reason, I think just because it was like a resurgence of gourmand as well. But they really popped off, and I'm so glad that I was finally able to smell them. They didn't like it, didn't blow. I knew, I was like, this isn't, they're not gonna necessarily be like everyday scents for me. Really fun. They are really buoyant and bright, and I really appreciate that. The pink one, what is it called? Pretty Pink. It does, it smells like one of those fruity summer Escada flankers.
Ooh, okay.
It's, I was like, I smelled it, and I was like, this is me as a teenager shoplifting at Sephora. That's what that smells like.
I need to get my hands on those expeditiously.
If you want any of the other two ones, you can just have them, honestly.
Oh, even better.
I'm not gonna wear them that much, probably, but they are just like cute to have like on your desk.
I'll definitely steal the pink one from you, actually.
Yeah, I think you'll like that one.
Amazing. Yes. Today, we are very excited about our guests. We've been kicking this one around for a while because they're very embedded in the fragrance industry, but maybe not in the typical way that you might think. And yeah, we have Touchland on the show today. If you are not aware, they do really beautifully designed hand sanitizers, both with the component and fragrance. They work with Givaudan. So when we talk about fragrance, we are actually talking about capital F fragrance. And their product is beautiful. They really stood the test of time. They're clearly not going anywhere. Their hand sanitizers are a fave for all the beauty girls. And They recently put out body mists, but we really wanted to really dig into the hand sanitizer since that's their hero and what we are interested in. And it took us a while to link up with this brand and get them on the show, but I don't think we could get them at a better time because it was announced this week that Touchland is getting acquired for a very hefty lump sum of money. So that's amazing.
Part of it,
And
and I was like, what the fuck?
I know, I was like,
It
great.
was like something in the 100 millions, was it?
It was like, okay, BOF worded it in a way that I don't understand.
880 million. That's what Forbes reports. That's like more than Tatcha was, or like Drunk Elephant, which at the time were like
So,
the biggest ones.
Business and Fashion, Church and Dwight to acquire hand sanitizer brand Touchland for 700 million. And then the subhead is the owner of personal care brands has signed a definitive agreement to acquire the viral hand sanitizer brand with an earn-out that could take the total purchase price as high as 880 million. I don't know what an earn-out is, so if someone wants to get in our DMs and educate us kindly, please feel free. Anyway, we're not going to talk about the acquisition all that much, but we do touch on it just a bit. We are very excited to talk about fragrance, the hand sanitizer lens, in a product that we both have used pretty religiously for the last couple of years. So let's get into it.
My name is Andrea Lisbona, and I'm the founder and CEO of Touchland.
And Andrea, what do you smell like today?
Today, I smell like rich pistachio, which is our new power essence, hydrating body and hair fragrance mist. It's my favorite of the collection.
Nice.
Amazing. I'm quite fond of the pistachio as well. So
Isn't it good?
it's great. It's great. So before we get into the touchland of it all and the hand sanitizers, we'd love to just set the scene with a little fragrance. We'd love to know what fragrances were important to you growing up. They don't have to be perfume. They can be the smell of grass or whatever it is. So let's start there.
It actually impacted why we created Touchland. When I was a kid, my favorite fragrances were Princess by Vera Wang and Daisy by Marc Jacobs. Those were my go-to when I was a kid. And I would say the way that we created Touchland was fragrances for everyone, included people that maybe feel overpowered with certain fragrances or may get headaches. So when we developed Touchland, part of, oh, as your question is, it's not just the perfumes. I feel like there's certain nostalgia about certain scents and certain smells that you smell. So I always say, I always remember like the smell of when we used to go to our summer house when I was a kid. Like it sometimes I smell it when I'm now almost 40 years old. I'm like, it takes you by mentally there immediately. So definitely, I think that was very important when we created Touchland, is really creating those fragrances that immediately click you to happy places of when you were younger, when you have less responsibilities, when life was easier. And that was the inspiration behind the fragrance DNA of the brand.
It's really nice to hear the fragrance or your experiences growing up and throughout your life, how they informed what you went into.
Yeah, I'm a very sensorial person, and I always like that smell, wherever you are, the grass that you can smell, the smell of the rain. There's certain things that immediately ground you in places, and I feel like that has been for us very important, developing and innovating in this world.
That's so cool. So, Touchland is a I think everyone who listens to this show knows, but it is a spray-on hand sanitizer that comes in a very cool component and scented with fine fragrance. So we would just love to know, starting from the jump, what was the inspiration behind the brand?
Sure. Touchland started with hand sanitizer. This year, we also introduced the body and hair fragrance mist. But our goal is to really reinvent daily essentials on the go. We were very inspired by other brands that took commoditized categories and truly shake them up through design and experience in a way that it almost make it a magical experience. And so when we started, we took the hardest, toughest, and sexiest category of them all, because we believe that if we could bring excitement and joy to this category, we would have customer permission and respect to be able to tap into other categories of essentials on the go. So we started with that mission to really bring those micro joys in the everyday. And when we created the concept of Touchland and everything that we do at Touchland, it always is grounded with four pillars of innovation. The first one is everything that we do, it moves with you and it moves you. It has to be a category that is designed to be on the go. And if it's not on the go, we will turn it into on the go. And I feel like that has been with the power essence, the body and hair fragrance mist. when you think about the big bottles, it comes with caps. They open in the back. Like we really wanted to tap into categories that we could really create that experience that you want to carry with you. The second pillar was the component, the packaging, and the form factor. Part of the on-the-go experience is that caps tend to be a mess. And so we wanted to create a sleek packaging that would fit in anyone's pocket, in anyone's bag, that would not do a mess because it doesn't have caps. It's a capless experience. It's single-handed activation. So that was the second pillar. The third pillar was merging two worlds that are not compatible sometimes, which is functionality and skincare. And we took the first world was like sanitizer, and we took the skincare element into it. And we did the same with fragrance, right? Fragrance usually is alcohol, water, and essential oils. And we wanted to bring that skincare element to the fragrance, because if you want to reapply multiple times throughout the day, how do we create an experience that is good for your skin and hair? So we added three ingredients like panthenol, hyaluronic acid, and niacinamide. So you don't compromise your skin and hair when you're using your favorite product. And the fourth element is that sensoriality, that at the top of the mountain is fragrance. Fragrance is such a powerful innovation. It really, it can help you go places mentally, but it also helps you be grounded in the moment. It's a really incredible innovation pillar for Touchland. And in order to do, we did it with in partnership with Givaudan from the very beginning, because we always said you have to surround yourself with the best at it. And when we met with Givaudan in 2019, we went to them and we said, we want to create fragrances for people that don't like fragrances, for everyone, for people that really appreciate fragrances, but also for people that may not have found like something comfortable for them in the fragrance world. And so when you think about everything that we do, the hand sanitizers, the body mist, everyone says it's the same. It's refreshing. It's transformational, but it really is not overpowering. But it lasts long. So Touchland is that capability to merge worlds that sometimes they don't go together hand in a way that really surprises and delights the consumer.
Nice.
Wow. Yeah.
That's very thoughtful. I wonder, did you have any sort of expectations of how Touchland would be received when you initially launched? And was it different than what you expected?
We're a very humble group of people. So, of course, what we did to ensure that we would be successful is put the best that we had in everything that we did and hope that when you put it onto the market, people is going to fall in love. And that's part of when you innovate. We never take any shortcut. Like, we take years and years to innovate every category. And it's, again, through the packaging, the sound of the spray, the sensoriality, ASMR, feeling of the spray, the formula that it's non-sticky. Let's create stuff that really feels good while it meets the purpose of the benefits of the formula. And ultimately, like the fragrances. So to answer your question, again, not even in the best world would I have imagined that we would be received with the love that we've received in the market. I spent hours and I don't sleep a lot, but every night I always go on social media, hashtag Touchland. I look for Touchland. I look at videos and I'm like, wow, this is why we started. Because you see, Touchland is a brand that it's not about the demographic. It's a psychographic. It's for people that value those micro joys in the everyday. And it's cross-generational. And it's such an amazing experience to see a mother and a daughter be so excited about the same product, or a mother and a grandmother, or a granddaughter and a grandmother. But in any case, it's incredible. Or even when you're in the street and people are so focused on their phones and all that, and you cross someone that has a Touchland, and then suddenly you connect with a stranger, like magic things has happened for a lot of people using Touchland in public. Like you met a stranger in the plane and it's, what are you using? What is that smell? It's incredible. And I feel like that doesn't come coincidentally. There's a lot of effort in innovation and really putting the best brains out of every industry to come up with true disruptive solutions.
Yeah, the component is definitely, I feel like that's absolutely a conversation starter. Like whenever I've whipped out my hand sanitizer, immediately everyone's like, what is that?
And you suddenly are selling Touchland. You did not realize.
Yeah, the design is so unique and obviously noticeable. So like, how did you arrive at that design? What was that process like?
Sure, we developed it many years ago. And I was very inspired by brands like Apple and how like you can create designs that really with harmony and seamlessly blend into everyday lives. And we incorporated design parameters like the golden ratio to be able to create something that really feels in harmony with people and they really feel attracted to it. And so we devoted a lot of time really creating the ratio on the corners, the thickness. It's every time that we develop a product, it goes into so much thinking, the sharpness of the corners, like how it fits in a hand, making sure that it fits in any size of hand. So it was many years of developing. And when we created the body mist, having learned from many years of the hand sanitizer in the market, we even put more time and thought process into improving, again, some of the things that we saw could be improved in the hand sanitizer.
Wow. Wow. I know, Sable, I agree with you. I feel like, you know, in our circles, I feel like, oh, everyone knows Touchland, and they do. But anytime I'm not with the beauty girls and I have one out on the table, people are like, what is that? And then, Andrea, you're right. It's like, I'm talking about it, but I'm like, am I selling that? But
I've seen it happen in a lot of senses, and it's incredible because it's like almost like we had people saying, I get more compliments for my hand sanitizer than my back or my shoes. It's incredible. Right.
Yeah. Right. Other than the cap and the fragrance, were there any other hand sanitizer experiences that you wanted to innovate on when you were making Touchland?
I mean, the formula for sure. I think when we thought about the whole experience is how do we transform all of the pain points of this industry from the design and creating a status symbol that really people will be proud to show. But at the same time, if you think we're a sensorial driven brand, it's about like really checking all the boxes of how to please the consumer. And so when we think about the hand sanitizer, like if you think about the whole experience one by one, it felt like a ketchup application on the hand, not very glamorous. Then you rub your hands, it's very sticky. I mean, I feel like the stickiness not many people appreciate. Then it's very wet, so you have to shake your hands for a couple of minutes like you're dancing in a dance floor. And then it smells like tequila. Like the whole experience, there were so many pain points. And we didn't let any of those points go away. Like we really went one by one. And when we think about fragrance, we did the same. Like we went one by one. Like how do we solve like for fragrances that take care of your skin and hair, for fragrances that are long-lasting but not overpowering, for fragrances that you can throw in your bag without any issue. Like we really spent a lot of time really listening to customers and making sure that we create a best-in-class experience.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. I am struck by two things, and I guess they're different, but I'm trying not to ask two questions in one. But I would love to understand the thought behind making it a spray instead of a gel or cream. And also, it really doesn't smell like hand sanitizer or alcohol at all. Yes, the fragrance is beautiful, but it really smells like a fragranced body product. It doesn't smell like a hand sanitizer. So I'm just interested in, one, why the spray format, and two, how you approach the scent to not only make it smell beautiful, but not have that alcohol scent in it at all.
Sure. So to the first question, the second pillar of innovation for us is the design. And design is not just how it looks, it's how it feels. So one of the ways that we innovated in this category was not just the design of the bottle, but the form factor. Because if you think we would have created the same shape, but instead of that, you would remove a cap and 99% of the magic would be gone. So that's why when we thought about the form factor is as important as the design, you really need to reinvent the experience from the ground up. Like you really need to change it all. And when we thought about like a misting experience, if you want something light, fine misting, it's very elevated. It really does not give that ketchup application when you apply like gel on your hands. And so I think for us, like that was whenever we think about any category, because I mean, we are going to reinvent other essentials on the go. The form factor and the capless component is like in the core of everything that we do. And it's about changing what are the pain points of the application? Are there leaks? Are there, like you really want to explore all of the form factors and how can you change the formula, the delivery to really create an unexpected surprise to the consumer. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to the fragrance, I mean, it's a long process and we work very like hand in hand with Givaudan through this process. And there's submissions of fragrances that you can smell alcohol. So we work and refine, and we have, I think, 8 noses of Givaudan working in Touchland. We have one nose that has been with us since the beginning. So they really know the brand so well. And it's a lot of tweaks and it's a lot of balancing and making sure that it's not too overpowering, but you cannot smell the alcohol, that it really, I always say, I have a test. Whenever we develop fragrances, I have a test. Like all of our team, the most exciting part of their jobs, they always say is creating products. They, no matter the department, accounting, production, they love to be part of the R&D. And so whenever I have them try, I see when they spray a product, that being in their body or that being in their hand, if I see the moment they remove the hands or they remove this, a smile that goes ear to ear, I'm like, this is a home run. If I don't see that smile, I say, nah, it's no go. So it really, I need to see those smiles when we come up with a fragrance, because you can tell it's going to be a home run. Like when we did last year, we launched for the first time the seasonal fragrances. And it's very fun because when I moved from Spain in 2018, we do not have that like pumpkin tea, like the pumpkin spice. I'm like, what? And everyone's like, you should do it. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I've seen like a pumpkin hand sanitizer. But again, we listened to customers and we ended up launching it last year. And it was such an incredible success. And it's so fun because those are like seasonal fragrances. Today, I still, all year long, I'm using my season because they are so transportative. Like you can, it makes you happy. Or even like you smell like, for example, like the Beach Coco hand sanitizer. Everyone, like we have the team of Sephora in Canada and they say, Andrea, like when it's cold and you spray Beach Coco and suddenly it takes you to that happy place in the summer, or when you smell rich pistachio, I've been stopped in the street. What are you wearing? What is that scent? It's scents that are non-recognized and non-standard in the fragrance world. And I think that's the beauty about thinking outside the box.
Wow. And this is probably old news by now, but a couple years back, I don't know if it was a reformulation of the fragrances, but you redid the fragrance collection, right? Can you talk about that? I don't want to like misspeak, but
Yeah. So in 2020, we had a supply chain challenge where we didn't have product for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. So again, we took the time, we were with Givaudan to reformulate the fragrances because we knew that we could do better, and they did a phenomenal job. And so we relaunched the brand in August 2021. We did a beautiful box that had all of the fragrances in there. And it's all of them, it's incredible because right now we have 15 fragrances plus the premium on hand sanitizer. And it's like kids, each one is different. It's like you love them all. Like you don't want to eliminate any of them. They are each one of them. It's such a unique fragrance that it's incredible. We really feel proud of having been able to create so many. And that really there's no cannibalization. There's like, it's a lot of people say it's a fragrance for each day and mood of the week. They also pair it to their outfit. If they are dressed in red, it's a wild watermelon day. If you're dressed in blue, it's a blue sandalwood day. So it's incredible, like that, the way that Touchland has been able to connect with customers.
I also pair mine with the color that I'm wearing, except all I wear is pink. So I think it's the raspberry one.
Yes. Have you tried the Peachy Liz body and hair fragrance mist?
Yes. I like all of the mists, honestly. Like they're so fun and just like sweet. I don't know. I really love them.
Thank you. Yeah, we were talking with some of the buyers in our retailers, and when we ship before we launch for confidentiality purposes, so we send them a small sprayer for them to smell it, and it only said the name. And it was very fun because they started smelling and they were like, this is like a $400 fragrance. Who is this from? Who is it? When they were like, it's Touchland. It's $20. They couldn't believe it because they said it smells like another parfum. Like, how is that even possible? So yeah. I think Givaudan did like phenomenal job also to really create an architecture of scents so different from hand sanitizer and body mist. Like we wanted to create an elevated version for your hair and body of our fragrances that are more playful for your hands. And the fact that they still managed to keep that fragrance DNA of the brand, I like kudos to them because it's not an easy job.
You just said something. Are the new perfume mists different than a typical body mist?
There has a lot of innovation in the body mist. So when we took these categories, like how can we shake it up? Because there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of body mist. Like we've been working on it for years. So we did three innovations. So as I said, from the packaging standpoint, we want to be a fragrance that moves with you. And I still have to find a format that is either you have a roll-on that is not really an all-over experience, or you have these very tiny bottles that really doesn't fit for like an all-over experience. It goes away very fast. So we created that compact size that is 60 milliliters. It's easy to throw in a gym bag, in your bag. I carry three every day. I have a Mary Poppins bag. So I carry three because I don't know which one I want to feel today. The second element was the formula. All of the fragrances, again, body and hair fragrance mist. I remember when I started evaluating this category, was usually under skincare. But then I look at the ingredient list and there was no ingredient, no skincare ingredient. I'm like, why? This is fragrance, but it's under skincare because it's a body and hair fragrance mist. So we were like, let's bring that approach away with hand sanitizer here. So we then selected three ingredients that are like really good for your skin and hair, like hyaluronic acid, panthenol, niacinamide, because we know that people love to spray Touchland. And so we're like, how do we make sure that you don't sacrifice your hair and skin doing so? So that was another element of innovation. And then the third element, aside of creating a portfolio of scents that are not really smelled in the market, like a lot of people said, when they smell rich pistachio, I've never smelled something like this before. It's something that I've never, like my olfactive taste have never smelled something like this. But on top of that, Givaudan came to us and came with two innovations. And we're innovators, so we're always open to innovation. So they came to us with two. One was Mood Sense, which is a neuroscience mood boosting technology from Givaudan. And then the second one, which we also were very excited, it's Inluminase, which is an odor eliminating technology. So a lot of people said, I traded my deodorant for the Touchland Power Essence because it really works at really canceling that body odor.
Wow.
That's interesting.
That's crazy. Yeah. I guess I'm curious, was the development process of the fragrances for the mists different than the development process for the hand sanitizers? Are they more, I don't want to say more complex, but how did they differ, if at all?
I think definitely for the body mist, we put so much thought because we really wanted to create an elevated version of the hand fragrance collection. So because we know hand is fun and all that, but do I want to smell like a walking wall watermelon? I am not sure. So we wanted to create that Touchland DNA, but in an elevated way. And Givaudan took the memo. And again, they did a really good job. We have partners that have worked for many years, advisors that have worked for many years also in the fragrance. So it was a collaborative effort to develop that. And I think it is a different process because we look at it through different lenses. Like when we think about body mist, we look for a different style of fragrance than when we look at the hand sanitizers.
That makes sense. Something that I always notice about using Touchland, and I know that the hand sanitizer has skincare benefits in it, but every time I use it, I really notice a minute or two later, once it's fully dried down, that my hands really do feel softer to the touch and they stay that way. I really want to know, one, how you do that in a hand sanitizer, and then two, would you ever go into body care through the Touchland lens?
So the first question, whenever we develop a formula, again, we have a lot that we work to develop. We are always very well surrounded with partners that really know what's trending, ingredients that are like new and incredible. So when we develop the hand sanitizer formula, we develop it with the skincare ingredients like aloe vera and radish root filament filtrate and so on. But again, we know that the skincare world is evolving and people always want more innovation. So in 2022, in January, we decided to launch a revitalizing hand sanitizer. And that was very innovative. And there was a lot of skepticism, like a revitalizing hand sanitizer. But I was like, how can we merge that experience of a hand cream and a hand sanitizer in one? If you want to be efficient and functional, how can you do that? So we created the Glow Mist, which is that revitalizing hand sanitizer. And then for that premium line, for the advanced formulation, we decided to go on more like spa inspired the scent. So we selected a rose water scent, but it's a modern rose water and it has strawberries and lychee. It's like a very refreshing rose water. It's one of our best selling products. And this has two ingredients that we selected that also are defined again to bring those benefits of revitalizing skin. It was such a big success that 2 years later, we were like, what's the new innovation within the advanced formulation portfolio? So we launched the Gentle Mist, which is an ultra-soothing hand sanitizer. And it is my favorite formula of them all. It has Centella Asiatica, niacinamide. And it's, again, I don't know if you've tried it, but the hands feel incredible. And it comes with a Lily of the Valley, very clean scent. People love it. It's an incredible scent that really is for every mood and for everyone. So that has been also a very good innovation. And so when we think about fragrances, and we're very thoughtful about what type of fragrance do we put in each one of the buckets of innovation, and that premium line always comes with more of a spa-inspired scents for that. And you had a second question. which I...
No, that's okay. I guess my second question right off of that was, would you ever continue down the body care road through the Touchland lens?
So I cannot respond to that yet because we have an innovation pipeline, but our goal is to really take on the real state of personal care essentials on the go. Like, how can we really reinvent experiences for everything on the go? So there's a lot in the pipeline. Very exciting. Like the third category, we've been working for 3+ years.
Okay.
It's going to be unexpected. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be for everyone. But it's been a lot of work, a lot of engineering time. It's incredible, the amount of love and sweat and tears we've poured. And so there's a lot of innovation coming. And again, like, I feel like people is excited. And we also want to make sure that we allow each category that we launch to really have its momentum, because this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. And we've always been long-term thinkers. And really, we want to keep our customers excited for the next decades to come.
Yeah.
Excited. No,
okay. My interest is piqued.
Yeah.
I'm curious to know, you launched not all that far away from when the pandemic hit. And I know, and we know that hand sanitizers were a very hot commodity. Do you just want to, as much or as little as you want to, talk about how Touchland navigated through the pandemic? And do you think, I don't want to say it like helped your business, but did it reframe the way that people thought about hand sanitizers even so long after?
Sure. There is actually a misconception on that. Mm-hmm. Like, we started 15 years ago.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Well, before COVID. And we moved to the US in 2018. We launched the brand with a Kickstarter campaign. We started building a people power brand. We knew that our success would lie in really surprising people and getting that love organically. And so we launched in 2018, we started partnering with Ulta at the end of 2019, also Bloomingdale's and other retailers. And then the pandemic happened. And it's an actual misconception, because everyone thinks that our success has been propelled by that, and it could not be more the opposite. We had a supply chain challenge where we remained without product for most of the pandemic. And not only that, when that happened, we knew that this was going to get harder for us, not easier, because we've always had a very noble goal of reinvent daily essentials on the go. And when something like this happened, every single brand in the world, regardless of they were manufacturing shoes or wine, started manufacturing hand sanitizer. And so for us, it's like, how do we remain true to our values? And through that time, again, part of every container that we receive, we did donations to hospitals and so on. Because again, like, we knew that there was a hard time to get access to hand sanitizer. And then when we relaunched the brand in August 2021, we were able to relaunch and survive that. We found a world that was devastated, in the sense that retailers were flooded of hand sanitizer, not selling. People, you would see a mask or a hand sanitizer and it gives you bad juju. No. Yeah. And so it made everything much more hard than it would have been. But again, we knew that we have a very strong community. We were able to be given a chance with retailers to start with a very tiny bin at those checkout areas. And that tiny bin, fast forward 3 years later, by proving the performance and velocity, went from one bin in those retailers to today. We launched 2,500 end caps in February between Ulta and Sephora Kohl's. So it's been a story of proving and not giving up, and proving the skepticism on people that hand sanitizer is related to COVID. And I feel like for us, it was very important, because we receive a lot of letters, which is my favorite part, aside of looking at videos of people on social media with Touchland. And you receive all these letters and it's incredible, because it's from all ages. And like, we receive letters from kids that, like, Touchland has become my token of confidence to go into classes. Mm-hmm. And I hated to go to school because I was not a popular kid. And I'm like, imagine to be that thing that gives you a boost of confidence and it makes you be cool. We receive letters from people that is, hey, like, my husband and you've been through all of my relationship with my partner. We're getting married. Do you want to join us in our wedding? I get goosebumps, but the reality is that there are so many stories, and like, we get sometimes emotional, like people that has gone through sickness. And Touchland, like, we had someone that brought us that had gone through sickness and months in a hospital. And she was sharing that there was a line of nurses every day to use her Touchland. And so she was asking if we could receive like some to give away to the nurses. And those are the kind of things that really, that's why we started. That's why we do what we do. And it's, I feel like, what every entrepreneur dreams is, like, really that click with the community that really creates those moments.
Beautiful. Wow.
Yeah, that's impactful.
It is.
Now, it took us a while to get this call on the books because I know that we're all busy girls, but it couldn't be a better week to talk to you because we know that it was just announced this week that Touchland is getting acquired by Church & Dwight, which is incredible. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We're very happy. This is a very important moment because we wanted to make sure we found the right house for the brand, a house that really match our values of entrepreneurship and challenger attitude and that humbleness and resilience. And when we met with them, it also clicked and we knew that we weren't going to be in the right hands. So we're very excited for this moment after so many years of hard work.
Sure.
And many new initiatives happening because, of course, we're staying and we will be leading this company to the top. And we're very excited to now join forces with the Church & Dwight team.
Incredible. We don't have to go into it all too much because we're not a finance podcast, but I think we talk from a brand side about what it means when a brand gets acquired and things might look different or this or that. Just from your POV, do you want to give a top line of what getting acquired means for the brand? Are there any unlocks or does it create new opportunities for the brand just for our listeners and really us too, because we so rarely get to talk to entrepreneurs going through it in the moment?
Yeah, I feel like Touchland has been growing so fast that you know that there's a point that you will be finding a home for the brand. And for me, it was the most important. It has to be the right home. It meant this is the work of my life. And I want this legacy to live for many years to come because there's so much still to do. Growth within the US, international, innovation. And so for us, again, it's joining forces with a company that has done it for other brands that has really helped them grow to a different level of scale. So again, we're very excited because it really unlocks a different level of growth for the brand.
It's amazing. That is incredible.
Is. I can't wait for the third category.
Yeah, I want to know.
I'm not going to say anything, but you can tell me if we talk in a year or two, you can tell me if you guessed it. You can keep it in your sight and you can tell me.
Deal. Andrea, this has been so exciting. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
we
you for
know,
having.
Of course, this is probably the busiest week of your life, literally. So thank you for making time for us.
It's
we
a
do
pleasure.
Appreciate it.
It's a pleasure and thank you so much for having me. We're like, again, a company that is fragrance-led and so it is an honor to be able to be with you guys here today.
I want to know what that third category is.
She said it was unexpected and part of me is like, is it deodorant?
Is it lube?
Is it lube? Is it lube?
No one should use scented lube. I really want them to do, it would be really cool if it was a gel moisturizer spray because I meant what I said about you can really feel the skincare in the product. My hands feel noticeably better for a while. What's that?
I was like, it's eye drops.
It's eye drops. It's eye spray. Yeah. But yeah, I am excited to see.
Yeah. I'm just if the focus is on fragrance and function and skincare, I'm like, why not do body? Not.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else is there? What other product category is there?
I feel like
bug spray.
Would it always have to be a spray? Oh, bug spray, smart. Yeah. Yeah. You've got us stumped. We'll be kicking this one around until next year.
Oh, I wonder if they'll come up with like new components as well, or if everything will be in that kind of flat, round, rectangular spray.
I bet you it'll all speak the same language and evolve for the format as needed. But I do think that is, I think it's going to be capless. I think it's going to be all one thing. And not to say that it has to be a spray. It could very well be a cream, but
they should make an orb that you can just spray the orb. Why has no one done that yet?
Be Delicious did that.
Fair. Yeah. Whatever they make, I am excited to see it.
Yes, absolutely. Send your guesses in a DM.
I feel like with a name like Touchland, like how could you not make lube?
Hello.
So hot right now. Everyone's making lube now.
I wish. Until next time.
You can find us at our website, smellyoulater.live, where we have our merch, which reminds me that we have our new design for t-shirts that I have to upload.
It's okay.
You can leave us a voice note at our hotline, and you can follow us on Instagram at smellyoulater.mp3. I'm at Sabletooth Tigger.
I'm at Tynan Buck, and until next time, we will smell you later.